This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And Victoria, Kara are here to work our way through what's going on in the world. Normally, the good news takes precedent here. And frankly, those of you who've been used to listening to me over the years have found that good news preoccupies me. Good thoughts preoccupy me. Sometimes I get down and dirty with stuff that's down and dirty. And the best thing is that you can't predict it. The worst thing in my mind about my life or about what I do on the radio is for it to be predictable. Oh, well, Doug will go on today and he'll say this about that. I don't want this program to ever be predictable. There are some of you who are uncomfortable with that. You want to listen to the same people spout the same theories and reasons and predictable things. Well, this happened because of that. Those people are welcome to their opinions, but perhaps one of the reasons that we have the trouble that we do is because of people being stuck in their opinions or stuck, period. And that is where I think we are this week. As I look at the list, Victoria, the chart for the week, the focus on police shootings, and then this business. I would normally, I've made quick reference to these things over the last couple of days, but not paid a whole lot of attention because I don't know that they need to be hashed and rehashed. I don't know that anything comes out of them. I mean, we see this over and over and over again to the point where we could spend a tremendous amount of our time every single day, of every single week, of every single month, of every single year talking about the same stuff. But what troubles me more, I'll tell you where my mind is. And you'll think, Stefan has gone off the deep end. I have spent my time, when I wasn't on the air in the last hour or so, looking at two different stories. One of them is the shoot 'em up in Dallas, and the other one is the story of a dog that was buried in the sand in France. And how people could be that cruel that they could take a dog that they didn't want, dig a hole in the sand, and stick the dog in the sand.
Ugh.
And the fact that this little puppy dug his way out, it's a tribute. You just look at the face on this dog, and you want to just hug him and love him.
Ugh.
So, all right.
Someone rescue him. I need a happy ending on that story.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. So,
I can't handle animal
cruelty. Who does this sort of thing? Why do they do this sort of thing? Questions and answers. Who shoots other people? Why do people get shot? What is there about what's going on in your life or their life that makes you so angry that you're going to go get a gun, a rifle, sit on top of a hill, and shoot police because of shootings of black men elsewhere in the country? Dallas is on lockdown this morning. Completely locked down. Snipers shot 11 officers. 5 of them are dead. I don't know if they got the 4th suspect or not yet. They will all appropriately face the death penalty. They should be quickly tried and quickly executed, because that's the only message that gets through. I don't know anything about these police officers, and I know we all have gripes about the police. And the situation isn't getting any better because we don't have inspired leadership. We have a lot of nudniks and flatfoots. But that's not a reason to shoot them.
And the thing is doing something like this only makes the situation worse.
Oh,
it's not
ten
going
times
to
worse.
Do any anything to the, because there are legitimate issues in the police force, but this 100% not going to do anything to change it. It only makes people angrier and more supportive of
what? What are we supporting?
Which is not a bad thing.
We don't even know what we're supporting here. That's the thing. What are we supporting? Are we supporting good police work, bad police work, good policemen, bad policemen? I'm reading a book at the moment. Follow my thread for a second or two, because I took it. I'm reading it for reasons that have nothing to do with this program. I just found it intriguing. It's a book that I had a couple of years ago, and I never really read it. It's called Women After All. And the last couple of nights, as I go off to sleep, I spend not a lot of time, because it doesn't take me, thankfully, a lot of time to go to sleep. But I picked this book out of the box. I think we always pick things, we find things that we need to have at the moment. And so as I read this book about strong, powerful women and where we are in the world today with male leadership and how it is that men continue to screw up and screw over most of what we have to be thankful for. And you can say, well, we have it all to be thankful for because men created it. No, I'm not going there with this. The reason that I brought it out today, at least the first time around, was because Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom are the contenders for the new Prime Minister of England. One of these two women will become the new Prime Minister. So I was thinking about Margaret Thatcher and Golda Meir and Indira Gandhi and other women who are leaders here and elsewhere, Mrs. Merkel in Germany, and what they have to go through. And I think about what I have said, even with regard to Hillary Clinton. Okay, we have these women who think they have to act like men in order to be leaders because they are around the all-male hierarchy of the world. The world's run by men. And look at what a GD mess it is. So at some point, somebody's going to wake up to the fact, or some of us, or all of us, or many of us, wake up to the fact that the hyper-masculine political pyramid that we live in, and the world, as messy as it is, perhaps if we figure it out and we staff the world with women leaders, and women don't have to imitate men anymore in order to lead, then we have a transformation. The women aren't sitting on the hill shooting up the cops. There weren't any women that were arrested as snipers. Were there? No. Were there women police officers? Were women police officers shooting up these black guys? I haven't seen any women involved in that. Did you?
Nope.
No. I haven't seen any women involved in any of these things. So I'm asking for consideration of an idea that may be, again, off the wall, but that's me. I'm not here to tell you that the status quo is acceptable. There's nothing about this, that's any good. It isn't good for the people individually. It's not good for the country. It's not good for our psyche. It's not good for the world. And yet we have more and more and more and more and more of it as men become more entrenched in their ideas. Are women stuck in their ideas sometimes? Yes. No question about that. But there is, even with women who are stuck in their ideas and ideals, in my experience anyway, there's more flexibility than there are with most of the men that I know. I am disgusted by this. I find my emotional quotient when it comes to seeing this sort of thing. I don't want you to. You can hear my voice, my tone, what I'm thinking. I can't say it on the air, but I really find having these conversations about the same stuff over and over and over again so predictable, so disgusting, and so unfruitful. So, you know, you can say, wow, we need more of this, and we need more of that. We need more guns, and we need more control. We live in a police state as it is. It's a qualified soft police state, but we live in a police state because we have abused the freedom that we were given by the people we celebrated earlier this week. We've abused it all the way around. Outrageously abused the freedoms that were presented to us that we have not earned. None of you. Well, I shouldn't say none of you, because some of you have fought for the freedoms that we have. even in a contorted way with contorted wars that mean nothing, but you have had the right impulse and you've had the right instinct and you've had the right reasons, even if the leadership sent you in the wrong direction. And there are people who serve because they believe in service. But there aren't a lot of people. That's why we have more and more. One of the reasons, not the only reason. I look at the Framingham Police Department in my town where I live. Caliber of officers we have now, nowhere near. We had a high and a low. I remember as a kid thinking about the police officer who was the safety officer. His name was Walter Mahoney. And his job was to make sure the schools were safe and that kids knew that police were there to do good. And he was a friendly sort. He was a big Irish cop. That's what he was. And I remember him setting the tone for what I thought about the police. As I grew up, one of my best friends in high school became the police chief in Framingham, who was 18 years the police chief here. He was a good, solid, progressive police officer. Had him on this program for years in a thing that I did called Cops Corner. And we would talk about what the police... I would love to still have him on to talk about things like this. He would tell you that why we've gone from a point where when we were kids we had police officers who were... They weren't educated to be police officers. They were mostly military people that get out and they were authoritative. They came from authoritative backgrounds, so they had a certain amount of authority, or they carried that with them. And so then we got into the era of... I remember Brent Larrabee, my friend, the policeman, who brought a lot of educated, bilingual police into Framingham because we needed that, calmed things down tremendously. And now we've gone away from the educated police officers to just people who apply for the job, because the good people don't want to be cops anymore because they become targets.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be a police officer in Dallas? You're a target.
Well, this, you know, unfortunately, I think this is just going to keep continuing in every major city.
Yeah.
So police are now targets everywhere.
So how does your saying that help it? I know you're just expressing your opinion, but how does that, even if it's the acknowledgement of that...
No, I just think it's reality. I think we just need to stop. I think we just need to deal with reality. And you know, my boyfriend and I were talking about this. Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for it. I can't fix it. But I'm just saying last night, my boyfriend and I were talking about this, and it's scary. I mean, we both said last night before this whole Dallas thing started, I said, you know, this is kind of reminding me of hearing Ice-T back in the day talking about cop killers and cop killing bullets and things like that were really prevalent in New York. And I said, this is where the country's going. I had no idea that this, as few hours later, this was going to happen in Dallas. I mean, it's just, it's terrible, and something has to be done. There were protests here in Times Square last night, and there were massive amounts of people gathering, and I think that everyone's going to have to band together, and, you know, and across all racial lines, this is going to have to, unity is going to have to win out. Because
New York Post headlines today, this morning, civil war. Picture of the police cars and stuff. Four cops killed at anti-police protest. Okay, so that tells you the story in a nutshell of that event, but it doesn't give you the whys and wherefores. 20 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Or Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change at the hour, the musical portion of this hour of Good Day, starting with John Bon Jovi, who was a reluctant singer at a Florida wedding last weekend, it seems. Some video surfaced showing Bon Jovi sort of taking the microphone, but not eagerly, after a wedding band led by singer Lourdes
way to put it.
Valentin launched into Living on a Prayer, a Bon Jovi tune from 1986. Valentin said that she knew Bon Jovi would be a guest at the wedding. She prepared the song specifically for him. She says that he told her he didn't think he wanted to sing before the party, and she was very surprised when he decided to, quote, grace us with his talent. So, this is what it sounded like. All right, crank it up.
When you watch the video, I felt bad for John Bon Jovi because the girl singer, it's so awkward. She's singing right in front of him, and then she messes up the lyrics. And then he's sitting down with his wife, and he reaches up and grabs the microphone. And I think he just got so fed up with the girl singing the wrong lyrics that he had to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of fun. It's cool. It's people get themselves into situations like that all the time. You just have to be yourself. And so he saved the day, in a sense, because
he did.
The music fit the occasion, and people had a good time. Whoever this woman is, I wouldn't hire her to sing at a funeral, never mind at a wedding, from what I can gather listening to her. All right, next up musically is Ariana Grande. Ariana has joined the cast of Hairspray Live on NBC, playing the role of Penny Pingleton. She said, quote, Penny has been a dream role since Hairspray opened on Broadway. So, you'll tell me. There's some pretty interesting cast here. Martin Short, Derek Hough, Harvey Fierstein, who was the star of that doctor show.
Well, Harvey Fierstein was in the original Hairspray.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to have him back.
Right.
And Kristen Chenoweth, of course, and Jennifer Hudson. I mean, it's an incredible cast of singers.
Wow. But it's interesting how most of these people take a shot. This is where they are. Their heart is in Broadway and acting in live theater, but they all take jobs on television and in movies because it pays the bills.
Yeah.
That Harvey Fierstein thing was something that they did on the beach on Long Island while he was still acting in stuff on Broadway for, what, 8 years that show was on?
And it was exactly. For a while, yeah.
It was quite a good show, I thought.
I think he was also in the movie that they made in 2007.
Was he?
With Zac Efron and Amanda Bynes, yeah.
Hairspray. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's the story from Ariana Grande's corner of the world. Blink 182 now in our focus. The California album on track to debut at number one on Seeing Drake's Views, which has been at the top of the charts for 9 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
If it debuts at number one, Blink 182 will grab its second number one spot on the rankings. First in more than 15 years. Take off your pants and jackets. What, jacketing? What is that? Take off. I don't know.
That's a typo. Take off your pants and jacket from 2001.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, right. I can't believe it's been 15 years.
What do you know? What can you tell us about Blink 182 beside that?
Well, Blink 182 started out as like a California surf punk, skate punk kind of band, and then they just crossed over into mainstream.
Mm.
So, and then they were huge for so long, and then they disappeared, and now they're back, and it's incredible to see them almost at a number one spot.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a resurgence.
Yes. Thinking who's on number one, the list of number ones, Liam Hemsworth is the sexiest male vegan of the year, for those of you who keep track of those sorts of things. 28 past the hour.
How to not make anxiety worse. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anxiety is so overwhelming that the last thing anyone struggling with anxiety needs is for others to make it worse for them. The way to make anxiety worse for someone is to tell that person to just. Now, the word just can be followed by any advice you want, but all that an anxious person is going to hear is the word just, because the word just minimizes the tremendous pain an anxious person is in. So you might as well say, just don't be anxious. And then maybe in your head, the anxious person will say, oh, that's all I have to do? Well, why didn't I think of that? Come on now. The word just minimizes the painful experience of anxiety that people are feeling. So here's what not to do. Don't say just followed by anything, because you cannot just fix someone else's anxiety. All you can really do is be there for them. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn more.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My best friend, and I love you.
Daily program we call the Daily Show. If you want, I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. I met a woman obviously who had just come back from a trip overseas helping poor people. This woman was a nurse, and most of the time she slept on the floor of the only schoolhouse in the village. She told of the people in these circumstances. They had nothing. Nothing. How kind they were. They were so thankful that, in a sense, I guess they're saying they're happy they live in poverty. She decided to spend a year helping people. and she felt appreciated every moment of every day. She said they showed their gratitude. One of the ways of doing it was to prepare a meal using the food that they had gathered for themselves for the week ahead. Instead of feeding themselves, they fed her. Can you imagine that?
Mm.
And if you didn't eat it, it was an insult
right.
to them. So I'm bringing that story because it's sort of a focus on goodness and wellness. There is goodness all around us. There is wellness all around us. There are people who have nothing, but yet they have everything. They have thanks. They have appreciation. They have respect. I know that a lot of people look at these surveys that show the happiest places on earth are Disneyland.
Right. Really? Is that just a myth, or is that actually a place?
The happiest place on earth is Disneyland. Didn't you know that?
Well, that's marketing, but I didn't know if it was actually true.
The places, if you go over to Micronesia, those of you who are listening to us in Guam at this moment, you travel a little bit to the South Pacific Islands. People live completely stress-free. You know, you can't get to them for the most part. They can't get out, and we can't get in, even in this age. You can fly them, but it's not easy. So they don't have any outside influence. They don't have any upset. So there's nothing going on, but yet with them there's everything going on. The average American income is $70,000 for an American family of two. And the American family that is happiest seems to have the least. The couple that makes $80,000 together every year, when their income goes up, their happiness quotient goes down. Any number of surveys indicate that. So what I'm trying to get away in a sort of takeaway here is what happiness is has nothing to do with how much money you have, how much you make. It maybe makes it easier for you to live without stress worrying about money. If you never have to worry about money for the rest of your life, does that make your day great? Does that make your life better? In some
I'm
ways.
I'm willing to take a gamble because tonight's Mega Millions is up to $540
right,
million.
So take a shot at it.
I'll experiment and let you know.
But where are those people on the happiness quotient? The people that apparently are unhappy. We have lots of unhappy people in our country and in our world. And why are they unhappy? Think about it for a minute. I was looking at some of these posts, Twitter. I know we've got a lot of posting, actually, at Good Day, because we have a continuing Twitter conversation at Good Day Show. The chief of the L.A. Police Department, Charlie Beck, writes, I stand with the city. The LAPD stands with the city of hashtag Dallas. We'll wear our mourning bands in their honor. For those of you who are just joining us and haven't heard that as a result, it would appear, of all of the dangerous shooting and killing white police officers black citizens this week, this month, this year, and maybe the first one was this fellow Castile, but there are, how many, there's been one every day this week. Hasn't there? Pretty much, as far as I can.
Yeah, Alton right. Sterling was first, yeah. I think, and then
Baton Rouge,
Orlando, Castile, yeah. And yeah.
And then the people watching this video of Castile dying after he was pulled over, they look at it and they see the senseless stuff, and it makes people angry, makes them crazy. But now we're shooting this Dallas situation. What are we? Why are we shooting these police? We're just shooting him to shoot him? It's like you're at the fair and you take out the gun and you shoot the ducks as they go across the landing. Protests in Dallas. Police shootings in Dallas. Four Dallas officers killed.
It's five officers.
Now it's up to five.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So I don't know where to go with this. I know that I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it because we don't have solutions. We have ideas, and we're here to have to be a sounding board. So if you want to sound off, 888-302-3684. Where's our country headed? Is it going to be better if Donald Trump is president? Going to be better if Hillary Clinton is president? I frankly don't think it's going to be better if either of them are president, because neither of them are inspiring. Donald Trump is where he is because people are ticked off. And the shootings in Dallas last night came as a result of people being ticked off. There are a lot of reasons to be ticked off. We don't have inspired leadership now. We haven't had inspired leadership for a long time. People say, well, it's up to you to live your life. And that's true. I don't need somebody to tell me how to lead my life. I can figure it out on my own. I can mess it up, but I can fix it. And I've done that plenty of times. But it's up to me to do that. What people are looking for is like the Pied Piper to come along and lead everybody out of the woods.
Yeah.
And those people don't exist anymore. I mean, maybe they did at some point. We've had, like, FDR, I suppose people think was a leader, but he had his distractions. He was devious, deceitful, did some things that he thought were in the best interest of the country, was practically a dictator.
Well, that's the thing, is I feel like we need leadership, but leadership from someone who's going to put what they specifically want as a person behind
aside.
Them,
yeah.
aside, somewhere
else. No, we don't
else,
have that now.
And focus on what we need, and I don't think we're going to get that with either of the two main presidential candidates either.
Nope.
I definitely don't think we're going to get it from Donald Trump. I think he's going to divide us even further,
even if
you
divisive.
Find him to be a leader and someone who's going to do something. I don't know that he's going to do something to bring both sides together.
Okay, so you want to hear the latest Donald Trump, just to get off of all of this for a minute. Donald Trump said if he was elected president, he might not serve. His latest mind-boggling comment. He says, if I'm elected president, somebody said, are you going to serve? He says, I'll let you know.
That'd be good. Get voted in and then leave everybody in the lurch.
Well,
I've been saying that from the beginning. I don't think he really wants this job. I don't think he ever thought he'd ever get this far. He made a statement. I think he brought a lot of good topics to a conversation on a national level.
Fabulous.
But I don't think he really wants the actual day-to-day waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to deal with things. I just don't think he wants it. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I'm not surprised if he's setting the stage now. Well, I don't know if I want the job.
Hmm.
I don't think he ever wanted the job. He wanted to make a statement. He should have his reality show back.
People in this country are making a statement by supporting him and supporting Bernie Sanders because the status quo sucks.
So here's a question.
Hello. Five police are dead as the snipers ambush them in Dallas at the protest.
So if Donald Trump decided he didn't actually want the job, and decided not to do it. How do you think Gary
goes
Johnson
to the vice president then? If he resigns, right? If he gets elected, whoever his running mate is gets the job.
But say he kind of drops out or decides not to do it before being elected.
Republicans will put somebody in. They'll appoint someone.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how Gary Johnson would do in a situation like that.
Hmm.
Maybe he would still not get anywhere.
He'd be the best of the choices that we have now, only because Bill Weld is with him.
And yes, I agree.
Now. 43 past the hour. Interest rates have, here's some more good news. Interest rates plummeting. This is the lowest level of interest rates on 10-year Treasury bonds for 20 years. So we have deflation in the world economy because of the Brexit situation. Bank accounts. Look at your savings account. How much money are you getting paid? Not much, if anything. So what is the smart, conservative investor who wants to earn a decent yield going to do with his or her money? I have an alternative, which I started talking about earlier in the week. Most people don't know about the commercial real estate income fund world. These funds pay a secure 8% yield over a year with monthly checks. You can take your check, or you can reinvest it if you like. You can find out more about this opportunity by going to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or by calling 888-444-2102. That's the right number, Kara. Thank you for calling that to our attention. Somewhere or other, we had dyslexia involved in this earlier, and those of you who are frustrated, you call that number earlier in the week. Try calling 888-444-2102 to get the story about commercial real estate income funds that will securely yield you 8% over the course of a year? How many secure investments can you, I mean, really secure investments, can you name that are paying that kind of dough? Zero, other than this one. So do yourself a favor. Get the answer to your questions by watching that video and see if it isn't something that's right for you. That's all. I just want you to go check it out. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call them at 888-444-2102.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you've got toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your active wear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there, you do the active wear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit, and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
48 after the hour, speaking of minutes. Okay, so what can we find today that's good? For those of you who are going to the International Earth Rotation and Reference System Service meeting this week.
The what? Is there an acronym?
International Earth Rotation and Reference System. This is the actual name of a group who keep track of the world's time. And this weekend, they will announce that we're going to add an extra second to the Earth's rotation this year. We need an extra second. So those of you who are planning your end-of-year revelry, make sure you put an extra second in there, courtesy of the International Earth Rotation and Reference System. Now, having said that, the other thing that's very interesting today is that we apparently collectively as a society have found another planet 320 light years away. Start doing the math, Victoria. Oh, 320 light years away from Earth in the constellation Centaurus. Unlike any other planet known anywhere, it has 3 suns. So, remember, it gives new meaning to the old TV show, My 3 Suns. 3 suns, 3 sunrises, 3 sunsets, no darkness, constant daylight. Can you even imagine living there as a human being? The orbit of this 16...
Doesn't Alaska have that sometimes, too?
Well, yeah.
Half the year.
Yeah. 16-million-year-old planet, the widest known path. It, every season is 100 years long. So springtime is 100 years. Put yourself there. All right. It's 10 for the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time now here on the July 8th Good Day program. Victoria and I are going to go through a couple of important technology stories, including what happens to you if you were in a Wendy's and you used a debit card. Are you in trouble? The hack apparently is worse than people thought it was, so what you can do, what you need to know first, and maybe what you can do, I don't know if you can do anything about it, but at least you'll know more about that in a moment here.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get to this Wendy's hack. Apparently, it was worse than what was originally thought. Here's a backgrounder for those of you who have forgotten about the story, which actually goes back to January.
Fast food chain Wendy said Thursday that customers' personal information was compromised in a series of cyber attacks against the company that started last year. Wendy's, which has been investigating unusual payment card activity since early this year, said that cardholder names, credit or debit card numbers, and expiration dates are among data targeted in an attack on a point-of-scale system at some franchise-operated restaurants. The security breaches affected approximately 1,025 franchise-operated Wendy's locations in the U.S. The company has been working with the payment card industry, federal law enforcement, and forensics experts throughout its investigation and said it will beef up its security across all of its systems. Wendy's will provide a list of restaurants where payment information may have been taken on a dedicated part of its website. Affected customers can receive a year of complimentary fraud consultation and identity restoration services.
How about a year of free hamburgers?
I thought I was going to go for hamburgers, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this is, to me, when I listen to stuff like this, I think, all right, let's see, my cows, barn door open, cows all out, barn door closed. So then what good is all of this? Because thieves love debit cards. It's like cash. So if you have if you've been a customer of Wendy's, a nationwide phone number, 866-779-0485. What happens when you call that number? So you call that number. What are they going to tell you?
I think they have a list of locations. So if you know that you are at a Wendy's in a certain location, you can at least find out if that place is under investigation.
All right. So why do thieves love these cards? ATM cards. This is a way of getting people's pins, I suppose.
Well, see, here's the thing, and this is something that people don't talk about enough. Debit cards are wonderful for a lot of reasons. We love debit cards, and I know Kara and I were just saying off the air that we use debit cards for everything, and I never have more than a dollar in cash on me, ever.
Really?
So I use my debit card for everything. If I go to Starbucks and I buy $3 coffee, then I use my debit card. Cabs, everything. But the problem with debit cards, they're not as secure as credit cards because the system in place for monitoring activity is a lot looser, and the bar for shutting down credit card debit cards from the bank's end, if there is fraudulent activity, the bar is so much higher because they can't shut off people's access to their own money. So here's just some general rules. It's not about using your PIN anymore. The hackers can get around that. Once they have your debit card, once they have your number, it doesn't matter if they have your PIN or not. They can still have access to your money. Debit cards do not get flagged for fraud, and they don't get shut down as quickly, like I just said, with credit cards. So always use a credit card instead of a debit if you can. And one thing that fraud experts always say, which people don't pay attention to, but you have to, never use your debit card at drugstores, grocery stores, gas stations, movie theaters, fast food places, or any retail vendor. If you go to a store, if you go to the Gap, do not use your debit card as a debit card. Do not enter your PIN ever.
Huh.
It's not secure. Use it as credit. Always.
Always, yeah. Choose
always. But the problem, though, people use their debit card as a debit card.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.